Supreme Leader basically gave the opposition an ultimatum on Friday, which is basically knock it off or else it's going to get very serious on the streets. And that's what happened Saturday. That's what happened when demonstrators did try to start gathering for what had been scheduled to be another really big demonstration. The security forces were out in strength, up to 30,000 men, military, besieged militia, police and so on. And they stopped large groups forming more or less successfully. The opposition leaders were also in a terrible dilemma because they knew if they called their supporters onto the streets, they'd be held responsible potentially for the bloodshed that ensued, and that would be on their heads. And they knew that this is no longer just a question of arguing about the election results. They would actually be challenging the authority of the supreme leader of the Islamic Republic. In other words, it would be a direct challenge to the legitimacy of the regime, which is probably further than Mousavi, the main reformist leader, wanted to go.
And Rafsanjani, the other key figure in this, he so far remained silent.
Rafsanjani is thought to be manoeuvring behind the scenes. In fact, analysts like me rather think that he's been behind a lot of this. He was instrumental in picking Mir Hossein Mousavi as the candidate for the reformist opposition earlier this year, when at that time it seemed that Mohamed Khatami, the former president, was going to run. But he stood down in favour of Mousavi, and that seems to have been something that Rafsanjani engineered. There was also a story that Rafsanjani had done a deal with the supreme leader that that if they didn't put up Khatami, the reformist, as their candidate, but somebody else, then the supreme leader wouldn't overtly lean towards or favour Ahmadinejad. But if that deal was struck, it wasn't kept, because the supreme leader has been very overt in his support for the president, both before and after the election. So Rafsanjani, if he isn't manoeuvring, has not been very successful. Also, it appears now some members of his family, some of his children, may have been arrested. Some of them, including his son, were involved in organising the campaign for Mousavi, which Rafsanjani bankrolled. So it may be that he's under personal pressure now to knock it off.
And there's been a war of words between the regime and Western countries.
Well, this is now potentially the most damaging aspect of this story in terms of what happens next. I think, barring some unforeseen developments, and of course it's very unpredictable still, in terms of what's happening on the street, this story is now coming to a close. The security forces have made it quite clear they are capable of shutting down effective protest, at least in the short term. But what the regime is now doing, it's done it before, it's a well-tried tactic, is trying to externalise the problem, is projecting it onto international powers, particularly the United States and Britain, and claiming to its own people and to the region that they were responsible for fomenting this unrest. In fact, it wasn't a spontaneous challenge to the regime, that it was, in fact, a got-up foreign plot. And Britain in particular has been chastised for its alleged role in this.